Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. It is December 13th, 2012. I believe it's December 13th. Yeah, I think so. And I'm in my car. I'm heading home after having gone to work today at the office. And I feel much, much better. Still have a bit of congestion, but this morning, for the first time in about 5 days, I was actually able to smell the brewing of the coffee. So my sense of smell has returned. Yay! Yay for a sense of smell. And so I enjoyed a beautifully brewed cup of coffee this morning, and it actually had returned last night because I made myself a cup of chai tea. And while I was brewing it, when I took the sachet out of the box, I noticed that, hey, I think it was almost imperceptible. But I was sure I had maybe picked up one or two molecules of the odor of the chai tea, but I wasn't sure. I thought maybe I was dreaming it because I could remember what it smelled like. It's funny how smells usually trigger memories. Well, in this case, it was a memory triggering a smell. Isn't that strange? But sure enough, as the evening wore on, I was working on a few things, and I'm at the computer, and you know, it took me probably an hour and a half to finish his tea. Obviously, it had gone cold. And I don't like cold chai tea. Now, up until last night, I hadn't really noticed because I kept drinking tea, but it may as well have been just hot water because I wasn't tasting anything. However, last night, I took my cup at one point and I put it up to my mouth and took a swig, and I just made this face because it tasted awful. And then I thought to myself, how wonderful. It tastes awful. Isn't that funny? Anyway, yeah, so I'm sitting there at the computer, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. And now I'm like, this is terrible. I took another swig. Oh, this is absolutely terrible. I wish I had a camera on me. I think all my Audio Boo friends would have laughed because I just kept drinking this awful cold chai tea. Because I could actually taste it. And then afterwards, I made myself another cup and enjoyed it thoroughly and went to bed, you know, just so comforted by the fact that my sense of smell had returned and so I could taste food and so forth. So that was wonderful. I had a good day at work today. I finished the project I was working on. I'd imposed a deadline on myself for tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, and in fact, I finished it this afternoon, quite early, and submitted it, and now I'm just waiting to see what the people think about it, and you know, get my feedback, and I'll get that tomorrow, and then be able to sort of make a plan of attack for next week, because ideally, I'd like to take, since I work for myself, right, and I'm a freelance, if I can, I'd like to take some time off during the Christmas holiday. No, normally I do, but this year things were financially a little bit tighter, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. And I'm still not 100% sure. So it's up in the air. I'm going to see what my wife's schedule is like and whether she wants to go somewhere. I think we were planning on going to Ottawa for the winter festival, but there really isn't any snow. And I think Winter Festival, one of the, I guess, things would be to have snow, wouldn't it? Winter equates to snow. If you don't have snow, ergo, no winter. So you can't really have a Winter Festival without snow. Kind of weird for me to say that on December 13th, that we don't have snow in Montreal. But it's not unusual, but it would have been nice to have some snow by December 13th to get people in the Christmas mood and in the shopping mood. including yours truly, who's doing a terrible job at trying to get his Christmas shopping done. So, what was I talking about? Winter. So depending on what, you know, my wife's schedule is like, I may or may not take some time off. So we'll see, and then we'll, you know, back to the grindstone and or nose to the grindstone, as they say, in January, and where I'm going to be working on another aspect of this project that they're doing at work. And they've asked me to help with the training materials. And what I'm hoping to do, if I can pull it off, is set up a Moodle site for training purposes. And also to evaluate the some of the employees' knowledge of certain aspects of their work. I went to lunch with a colleague of mine today, and we were talking about that very thing, that they're trying to figure out how to evaluate what people know and then build a training system. No, not really a system, but a training methodology. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. What word am I looking for? I'm going to do like RJ Net. Okay, come on, tell me. What's the word? Huh? A training schedule. Okay, I think I heard somebody say schedule. Or, I don't know, something like that. Or they're scheduling something. Whatever. Anyway, so maybe like a training schedule or put together a training package. Individually customized for each person, depending on what they do or do not know. Now, the system I'm planning on putting together is Moodle. Some of you may be familiar with it. And unfortunately, today, when I went to install it on the virtual machine, I realized that I have an old version of PHP, and unfortunately, I can't change that. So I've had to go with an older version of Moodle. Thankfully, the system's all closed. It's not open to the exterior. So I'm not as concerned with security, although I'm sure there's a bunch of security people out there yelling at their iPods right now. No, you can't do that. Okay. But, you know, I'm going to sort of take my chance a bit and see what happens. But the version I'm using is 1.9.1.1.3.7. I don't know. It looks like it goes on and on and on like pi. And it is still being supported for security patches and stuff like that. They're not adding any new features to it, so I'm going to see what I can do with it at that level. Now, Moodle also incorporates HTML and a few other things. It has some add-ons and plugins, and I'm sure it's got things for surveys and for creating sort of customized training materials according to some criteria. That's sort of what I'm looking at. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do this coming January. Probably next week I'm going to start. If they're happy with what I've submitted this week, then I may quietly start on this project. They don't even know about this. I'm sort of doing a demo, and then if they like it, then that's what I'll work on for the department, and that would go hand in hand with my documentation that I'm doing. I'm doing knowledge base in Media Wiki, which is the same engine used by Wikipedia, and I'm doing documentation for the department in there. In their knowledge base. So hopefully that can sort of tie in with this Moodle site to train the employees on their aspects of their work. And doing that and hopefully having it sort of in the same environment as the wiki will allow me to, in fact, point to certain wiki articles within Moodle and maybe even incorporate them. So that would be kind of neat. That's what I'm looking at. Because that way I get a different interface for the e-learning module as it is for the wiki, which is more just a lookup and reference. All right, thanks for listening.